This is Senator Al Simpson. Are consumers and small farmers being ripped off by big-time agriculture cartels who control prices? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I know you carry an old tattered picture of Franklin Roosevelt around in your wallet for good luck, but surely you can't support his outdated law that still exempts ag cartels from the antitrust laws. Started up by FDR in the 30s, these cartels are legally allowed to regulate production and packaging and manipulate the price of foods like oranges and nuts. Today, the big growers are forcing the little guys out of business. Under federal law, growers who don't play along can even be fined and put in the clink. Nearly one-third of the entire orange crop was destroyed last year just to keep the price up. 42 million pounds of almonds were dumped as cattle feed. Nutty cows? Come on, Ted. Help us put the free back in free enterprise and wipe your tears off the old FDR pick.
Al, your facts are off, 10 or 15 years off. It's President Warren Harding's picture you're looking at, not Franklin Roosevelt's. The exemption for agriculture from the antitrust laws goes back to a law signed by President Harding in 1922, and by and large, it's still working well today. The problem has always been that farmers are at a heavy disadvantage if they have to act alone in dealing with the giant firms that buy and process farm products. By permitting farmers to get together in co-ops, the antitrust exemption equalized their market power and lets them get a fair price for what they grow. The point you missed, Al, is that the antitrust exemption is partial, not total. If co-ops get too big and start playing dirty pool, the Agricultural Department can step in, and so can the Justice Department. The best way to solve such problems, Al, is to tell the Bush administration to enforce the law. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on What Ails Our Troubled National Economy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.